Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second, the center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third, the second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth, the DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting eighth, the catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second, the DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting third, the center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth, the catcher, John Ellis. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McCraw. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coggins moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Lowenstein moves to second. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes strikes out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendricks for the out. Cabell moves to second. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gamble. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Gamble steals second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Spikes reaches second base with a double. Gamble scores. It's 4-0, Indians. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ellis for a passed ball. Baylor moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes, who is chasing the ball. Hendricks reaches third base with a triple. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendricks scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Ellis and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bumbry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Bumbry moves to second. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cavill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Spikes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Coggins. Spikes reaches second base with a double. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavill scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ellis for the out. Spikes moves to third. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bellinger bunts in front of the plate. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. Hendricks moves to second. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendricks moves to third. Tom Buskey now pitching. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-2 in the game. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for Jack Broemer. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell bunts towards first. Cavill scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Alvarado moves to second. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Alvarado scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Grant Jackson now pitching. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-3 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch misplays the ball. That's an error on Gritch. Duffy scores. Gamble moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing second base. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grich is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cabell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Spikes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Indians. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Don Hood pinch runs for Boog Powell. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Buskey covering, for the out. Hood moves to second. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Alvarado. Hood scores. Coggins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Indians. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buskey fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.